Hello, everybody. How is everybody tonight? This is Miss Krista, and you have found Kinks and Drinks. What do you have? Tonight's special is a two-for-one on masturbation and remote play and whatever the hell else we want to talk about. But the reason it's a two-for-one, not only is it it's a second effidim, but it's also with a guest. Miss Michelle is returning. You're going to get her insights as well. You can find us live every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Podbean server, but you must be 21 or older to partake. You can listen to the replay every Sunday on your favorite podcast platform or on my site, phonesexfetishblog.com, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. So, how is everybody?
I'm fantastic.
That's what I wanted to hear. I was hoping you was able to hear and you was able to talk. Good deal.
Yay. I avoided Mercury tonight.
Yeah, no kidding. So why don't we start off by Miss Michelle, Goddess Michelle. Why don't you tell everybody about yourself?
Well, I am your melodic masturbatrix, Goddess Michelle. I'm going to drop some credentials real quick, but you can find me over on my website, themasturbatrix.com. That's where I do all my erotic storytelling and, you know, visual edutainment by providing you with some text-based fun. You can also find me over on Blue Sky, speaking of text-based fun, at the masturbatrix.bsky.social, as well as on X at the Divine Me, THEE. For those of you who are wondering what the V is about. I'm a huge Megan Thee Stallion fan. Oh my gosh, love her.
All right.
But that's all about me.
Well, that's quite a bit, actually, isn't it? So we are going to continue on with our party that we started last week.
Ooh, and what
a fun party that
was. I said, ooh, and what a fun party that was.
I know. Wasn't it amazingly fun? I loved it. So I have got to shut that up. There we go. That's better. No, it ain't. It's still coming through. I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm hearing all the noises coming through on Discord. Hopefully it don't record. But anyway, how about if we start off tonight with a little bit of drink fun?
Ooh, I love the sound of that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thirsty already.
Oh, this is a good one. I like this one. This one here has something I haven't done in a while. Ooh. It's a whiskey-based drink, but it's a really good whiskey. It is, wait for it. There it is. Pappy Van Winkle 20-year.
That's an interesting name.
Yeah, Pappy Van Winkle is a very good bourbon.
Oh.
And it is, and that, you know, the 20-year means that it is a 20-year bourbon. It has been sitting in a barrel for 20 years before they sell it. So it's 2 ounces of Pappy Van Winkle 20-year, a half ounce of cherry syrup, 2 dashes of Angostura bitters.
Mmm.
And you top it with cherry Coke. And the way you make this drink is in a rocks glass. You fill it with ice. You combine the pappy, the cherry syrup, and the cherry Coke, and you gently stir it until it is thoroughly stirred. And then you garnish it with a maraschino cherry and an orange peel.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
It is. And, you know, for those of you that are, you know, think that whiskey makes too strong of a drink, even at the 2 ounces with this, because of the cherry syrup and the cherry Coke, it really mellows it out. Just so you know. And I am home finally after being on the road for a week.
Yay, welcome back.
Yes, that's kind of fun.
You were missed very much.
Although I have to say that the road trip and the rock style life with living on that tour bus for the last leg of the journey was, oh my God, so much fun. Oh, and now a little bit more about this drink. We're going to get into something a little bit different tonight because I love music. Everybody knows that, right?
Yes.
And I am a music fanatic as far as I'm also a musician. I play the drums. I know some people don't consider that being a musician, but I
what?
Do.
Who are these people?
Yeah, what is the sorcery that you talk of?
Honestly.
But I am a drummer, and I enjoy the little bit harder side of the music industry. And so I got the name Dirty Mind from Hailstorm.
I love them.
I love Lizzie. Oh my God, she is just yeah. I would do some mutual masturbation with her.
Girl, I'd be right there with you. She is incredible.
Yes,
her
she is.
Stage presence is insane. That makes me want to find a song by them and post it.
Well, I am doing that, kinda.
Ooh, I'm posting. Yes, share.
And I think, is that the song there? No, that's a GIF. Never mind. I am working towards it, but I want to get the thing about this song is the lyrics is all about basically female masturbation.
Oh, is this I Get Off?
No. This is a different one. This is Dirty Minds.
Oh, yes. You just said that. Sorry, bestie.
Oh, yes.
I got distracted by Mott's GIF.
Oh, yes. No, but this is the lyrics to that song. And if you read them, it is all about her telling her boyfriend, basically from afar, that she is rubbing that bean and taking care of her needs.
Go girl.
You betcha. So, but I'm gonna briefly go over. I'm gonna read a couple of the verses that I really like. The song starts off. I just called to hear you breathe. Whisper in my ear. Tell me everything I need to hear. It seems like the love we make is just as good when we're away. Things you say I can feel. I don't need to have you here to feel you crashing into me. I'm better off this way, yeah, not hearing me complain. And I don't need to taste your lips. I've satisfied my appetite. Me and my dirty mind's been working overtime.
Oh, so sexy. I love that song.
Oh, yes. And it is a song that absolutely rocks. So, yes. But, yeah, I just thought I'd start off this with that little gentle read, you know, that little get us warmed up.
Yeah. I'll say, girl, I'm sweating over here.
If that don't get you in the mood to start talking about some mutual masturbation, I am not sure I can. Hey, prisoner, welcome. Thanks for showing up. Appreciate it. And
yeah, hey there.
I dropped a little link over in the Podbean chat. Let them know where to find us if they decide they want to come. If not, you know, they can just listen. That's fine. You're going to get quite a bit out of it just listening.
And I'll say.
And anything that you miss in chat, I have started doing a PDF transcript. You pretty much get caught up right in that. So it's not something that is necessary unless you want to be interactive during the show. But if you want to just catch up, it's always there as well on my site. So We were talking last week about some mutual masturbation, and you had more things to add. So, I am very interested in hearing what you had in mind.
Well, I was thinking of a few things. Like, if you're the type of person who, you know, you like to kind of build up in your masturbation, mutual masturbation with other people, like if you like to kind of start at like, I want to say like a little bit of a beginner level, because like toys can be, you know, toys are fun. Absolutely. 100%. You should definitely have those in the rotation. But if you're like me and you start out any kind of sexual anything at all or sensual anything, and you're overstimulated just right off the bat, kind of going in slow is a little helpful. And I just had like a couple of tips for how to, you know, kind of bring yourself down to a level where you and your partner can play without you getting so overstimulated that you can't continue. Because Ooh. Mutual masturbation is fantastic outer course. But if you're like me and you just can't get all the way into it, like right off the bat, and you need to kind of slow down, here are just a couple of tips to help you get into, you know, get into that mood and maybe slow down a little bit.
Well, do tell.
First things first, a good way to kind of keep you both in the mood and keep you kind of warmed up is, you know, maybe some time in the shower together or in a bath together. That's always a good start for me because you can, you know, you're both in the water together. You're kind of taking things nice and slow. You're kind of building up, getting each other like nice and cleaned off for the next events that might come up. I feel like that's a really good place to start for some people.
Mm.
Sensual massage following said shower or to start things is a really good place to go to start your mutual masturbation session. It also gives you a really good opportunity to kind of lube up, especially if you're eventually wanting to get to toys. That's a good way to begin things. And also keep your, you know, turned on-ness dialed in pretty good. One thing that I really want to encourage people to do whenever they're, you know, kind of getting started, getting in the zone, focusing, breathing techniques. Get that breath control in there and build up from that point. You know, paying attention to your partner's breathing is very helpful in helping you gauge where to go next. Because flow is very important. Take it from a masturbatrix. Very good space to go. Another thing,
flow.
Yes. Another thing is communication. As you guys are, you know, getting up to where you need to go, like you said, like I was saying before, you can use, you know, kind of visual cues, paying attention to like how quickly your partner's chest is rising and falling, or, you know, if you guys are at a distance, again, paying attention to that breath, because sometimes you can really hear it, like especially whenever you're on the phone. I think you and I both are really aware of that over the phone, the breathing, like, oh wow, this person is getting really excited, let's maybe dial things back or pump things up a little bit.
Yes, definitely. Another
thing I kind of wanted to throw in there, and I'm sure you're probably going to end up talking about this as you get into toy play and remote play, positioning is a big part of it, can be a big part of this. That it can be a total game changer too, because, you know, you can start out on your back, legs open, of course, very sexy, looks incredible, but rolling over onto your tummy, onto those knees, arching that back, lifting that booty, and kind of presenting all openings or those sensitive, you know, cherries that like to hang between your legs. That's a good spot to go to.
The low-hanging fruit.
Yes. Let's hope it's not hanging too low, though. You know, some nice panties or a nice tight pair of boxer briefs will help that out a lot.
Yes, it will.
You know, and if they swing too much, oof. Another thing to kind of put in there too, whenever we're talking about positioning, using aids, like, you know, you can have pillows, which are fantastic or very helpful, but if you can find those, what are those little fellas called? They're like the little sex wedges. I'm trying to think.
Oh. I know what you're talking about, but I have no idea what the name of them
yes.
are.
Yes. I just remember Harper was talking about on her show over on Horse School. She shameless mistress plug right there. But I remember her episode where she was talking about, what were you saying, Krista? Sorry.
No, I was going to say it's never shameless when you plug another mistress.
You know, absolutely not. But I wanted to put that out there that on her show, she had an episode where she was talking about furniture, aids for your sexual exploration and sexual play. And on there, she talked about this thing. I think it was called the Mighty Wedge, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh.
But it's basically a little piece of, it's like foam and it's like wrapped. And it's really nice because the way that you can use this little wedge is to like position your body. Like, you know, maybe you have a partner that's a little bit smaller or who has smaller fingers, to say maybe shorter fingers, opening those legs and positioning your back in such a way that like you're lifted up and this wedge does that, can give you some really good, you know, space for some outer core, some gentle fingertip penetration, if you will, a little bit of digital play.
Mm.
Right. Digital Mighty Wedge sounds like the name of a large strap on. Yeah. I think that's a good name for it.
Yes, it is. I'm not turning that down.
Hell no. Bring it here.
Yes. I like it. Well, yeah, all that sounds absolutely delightful.
And one of the last things that I wanted to bring out just to kind of close this down a little bit or bring it down a little bit outside of positioning is your voice and the things that you say are such a huge contributor to an awesome mutual masturbation session. As somebody who enjoys writing erotic stories, I love telling those erotic stories. And for me, the more fantastical the story is and the more immersed and engaged I am, you know, the wetter and more intense things can get. It's a great way to build things because that is a huge part of mutual masturbation is finding your rhythm and building as you go and adding things as you go.
I agree 100%. And to add to that, when you are masturbating, the audible portion of the sensation play is even more important.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just sitting there and letting your partner do all of the talking and all of the dirty talk and all that, and all you're over there doing is just going at it like a jackrabbit, your partner is not going to have the enjoyment out of it that she or he could have. So it is a very important thing to be interactive on both sides.
Yes. Enthusiastic consent.
Yes.
Like, yes, and keep going. No, don't stop. Exactly.
Yes. And even more than that, add to this, if you're telling each other, say you're doing a naughty role play, add to the naughty role play. Don't just let them guide the whole conversation. Jump in there and the two of you, and then it becomes a more immersive situation. It becomes more immersive. It becomes more enjoyable. And that's what it's really all about. It's not about one person getting another person off. Hell, if he is going to do that, you wouldn't need a mutual. It wouldn't be mutual. It'd just be me getting you off or your partner getting you off. That's not what this is. This is a mutual sexual encounter.
Mm-hmm.
where you are doing the touching, but everything else is immersive and everything else is a joint venture. And when I say joint venture, yes, you can take that another way too. Yes, you can fire it up. 420 away.
Girl, some of those strains will have you soaked for real. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't realize that for a while. Oh my God. Yeah. Just a lake.
Even if you're tied down, prisoner, you can still be very immersive, unless you're gagged. And then even if you're gagged, I want to hear.
Yes. So, no comment, prisoner.
No, don't be setting people out like that.
No comment. But I get it. I like being Rocky Mountain High, to be quite honest.
Ooh, yes.
It's the only way to be, you know? And it's even better whenever you're, getting a little freaky with somebody.
Oh, God. I love the seclusion. I have that place up in Wyoming, and it is so secluded that, well, you can't hear the screams. No one can hear the screams. But anyway.
Aphrodisiac or threat? You know, which one is it?
I don't know.
Maybe a little bit of both.
Maybe. Oh. Well, this is a good place to kind of segue. Not one of those little two-way things that all cops should be on. Just so you get to get the humor out of watching him ride him, but segue into another part of the program. And that is where we start talking again about some remote play and toy play. And I'm going to start off by not doing the remote yet, but mutual masturbation can be done with toys as well. Mm-hmm. You can be in the same room and the same bed, pleasing yourself with your favorite toy.
Ooh, I like that. And especially when you get to watch somebody doing that, pleasuring themselves with their favorite toy. Oof. It's like they're giving you the notes to an open book test right there.
Yes, exactly. And here's the thing. Pay attention. I guarantee you, if you watch a woman with her toy and you pay attention, you will learn some things that you might have only thought you knew. Because when we're playing with our toys, we're touching the places that we want touched.
Or the places you can't reach.
Well, that too.
Right, bestie?
That too. But just watch how we use our toys, where we use our toys, and the motions that we make. And those are important if you ever want to actually have success in finding that special spot. Mm. So pay attention. It can be a learning experience as well with mutual masturbation, because the other thing that's wonderful about mutual masturbation, once you get comfortable with your partner, this, and we mentioned this last week, it is a wonderful way to break that ice, get to where you can start getting more intimate and more comfortable being intimate with your partner, is to start off with mutual masturbation.
Oh, yes. 100% agree.
So once you start getting into that comfort, you can watch and see what your partner is doing. And that goes for the ladies too. Some guys like certain things done to their bits and pieces, and watch what they're doing, because they're doing it because it feels good.
Right. Learn that rhythm.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's all about rhythm, isn't it? Like finding that right, like speed, that right, like approach. Just ooh,
and
yeah,
it's not even. Well, the rhythm is wonderful, but also just look how they position their hands, mm-hmm. how they move, how they stroke, how they twist. They're doing that because it's something they enjoy. So take notes. So when you're over there stroking them the next time, you know how they like it. Or if you're over there rubbing her sweet little spot, you know where that spot is that really gets her going. So pay attention.
Yes.
Yes.
And also it's kind of hot to be down, like if you know, if they're laying on their back and mm-hmm. you're just kind of over there, like down between their legs, you know, taking a peek up close and personal, that's incredibly hot too. And for somebody that enjoys being watched, knowing that you're watching them, ugh.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, and yeah.
And mutual masturbation and sensation play go hand in hand.
Mm.
It's all about the sensations. And don't skimp on sensations. Do it all. Get the smells. Get the sounds.
Oh, yeah.
The visuals. All of it. Because with masturbation, the more you add to that, the more stimulating it becomes.
Right. It sounds like, you know, maybe before you even start mutual masturbation, like you should kind of set your scene, right? Light some candles, you know, make yes. sure that those nice sheets are on the bed. And even if you guys are at a distance, you know, especially if you're on cam, that's a fun moment to kind of set an ambiance to kind of get your
yes,
partner
exactly.
involved too. Ooh, very sensual, all of this.
Yes. Excuse me. That's a nice little sneeze. Okay.
Bless you, bestie.
Well, thank you. Now, I'm going to touch on positioning.
Mm.
But I'm going to touch on it on a different level with toys.
Ooh.
If you are doing remote, on cam, mutual stuff,
mm-hmm.
Hang on just a second. I'm going to sneeze again. What I recommend, now this is for those who like the aggressive toy play. Set your camera up in such a way, and I also always recommend more than one camera that you can switch from one to the other. Oh, that makes it so much fun.
Production value, yes.
But set your camera up, like I do this with my girlfriend when I'm doing my gravity play. And the gravity, for all those who want to know, is the suction cup dildo made by Lovins.
Oh.
And it is... I like what I do is I will put it on the headboard of the bed, and then I'll make sure my camera can see me back up on it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh my goodness. That's got to be really hot from the perspective of the person watching, because you get to see
yes.
all that gorgeous booty coming right at you.
The visuals are important. So don't ever skimp on visuals. Whenever you can reposition, do it. Show your partner what you're working with. And if you're laying on your back, make sure the camera is showing that toy play.
Oh yeah, getting to watch it disappear.
But do it this way. I'm going to give you a little hint on how to make it even more erotic than just, hey, here's my pussy and here's my toy. Let's see what kind of fun and see what kind of joy. No.
You're a poet and didn't even know it, girl.
I'm telling you. No, what you do is at first, you do not show everything. You do the tease. Have the camera more spanned up towards your upper body and maybe play with your nipples and your hand just slip down in between those legs. Just kind of give them that nice little show. And then once you start getting into the actual nuts and balls and of the whole ordeal, then reposition the camera to where it actually they can see you playing with that toy. And that goes for guys too. If you're using like the Calor or the Solace or any other little fuck sleeve that you might be using, a couple of nighties that she mailed you, whatever it might be. By the way, sensation play. If you guys want to experience something that feels extremely good, get you two or three silky nighties, two or three silky slips, and stroke with them. And I say two or three because when you stack silk, it makes it exponentially more silky. Mm-hmm. And it belongs to her, so it makes it a little bit more naughty. And I have turned on a few guys to this kind of masturbation technique, and they stopped using lube altogether because the silk feels better. Just a little tip on another little toy that's super easy to get, super cheap, and super, super amazing.
Mm-hmm. I like how you mentioned, you know, that it could be a silk from somebody that, you know, from your partner. Mm-hmm. It's like you mentioned that scent play earlier. And like when you're playing with things like that, like, oh, that smell is going to be released as you're doing your thing. Oh, that is so hot.
Yes. And I do this. I was in a marriage for several years where we were not together. I think everybody knows my ex-husband is a Marine and I was in the Air Force. By just the nature of our military, we were not stationed together all the time. So I would send him little care packages of something silky, something pretty, whatever. But I always, he had a favorite perfume that I wore. And I would spray that perfume on the garment and send it to him.
Oh.
And then he would have a garment that he could smell. Then he'd have also another silky garment that he could do his business with.
Mm.
And there was a question, do we need her permission before using her silk? Yes. Don't ever go steal a woman's.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's not cool.
No. So not cool.
It is hard, but there are ways to make them work. We made it work for over 17 years, so it can work. And matter of fact, we just spent one of the best weeks I've had in over a year together. So just because you're divorced does not always end in a bad situation, which ours did not. And believe me, that man still has all of his faculties and skills.
Mm-hmm. I think that is so cool that you brought up, being with a partner at a distance, because I've had multiple long distance situations. And my favorite thing was cohabitating with somebody, and we had distance. I mean, it wasn't fun not being together, but the kind of creativity that inspires sexually is just out of this world. And one of my favorite things was, you know, surrounding myself with their pillows whenever I would play.
Yeah.
Well, you know, because your head, that scent from your head is just, I love that.
Yep.
But that was how I used to immerse. So I think that's really cool that like you put together care packages for them included things like that. It also makes you feel like you're at home still.
Exactly. And so the sensation play with the mutual masturbation is very, very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
And when you, now, Maude, I'm reading Tease and Denial. I love Tease and Denial, but I want to make sure that everybody understands when you ask me for Tease and Denial, I may not let you come for a year because you asked for denial. Now, if you want tease and delay, make sure you ask for the right thing, because if you ask for the wrong thing, you could end up, well, in my experience, very backed up until you do get to explode.
See, and that's always my thought process on tease and denial too, is that like I'm gonna tease you up to a point, and then nothing's happening. Like you're not coming.
Yeah. If you say denial, that's exactly what that means. You're denied. No soup for you. Come back 1 year.
I see like a big stop sign. Yeah.
So anyway, I just saw that I had to comment on that. But and see, that's the other fun thing about mutual masturbation and doing it remotely, is you can take control. You can still have that submission and dominance roles being portrayed. Mm-hmm. You can actually tell your partner, nope, you are not coming tonight. Sorry, you've not earned it. Or, you know, you can have them do it several times in a night. It just depends on what your dynamic is. So you can certainly go from there. You can, you know, it's not a set, okay, I'm going to spread my legs, I'm going to play with my bean, you stroke your cock, and let's get off. How fucking boring is that? You might as well just go ahead and have Puritan sex.
I'm just saying. Change that position. Like you said, position, like we were mentioning before, like positioning is so important, and it can change things so fucking much, just changing the way that you're positioned.
Yes. So, and now,
new experience.
We got into this last week about the toys. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of manufacturers that do remote play.
Oh, yeah.
There are. Lilo is a company that if you want to waste your money and spend the same amount of money on a product that's inferior to Love Ins, go right ahead. I'm not going to judge you. I'm not. But if you want the higher quality, this has just been my experience. And I play with toys a lot because of my long distance relationships I've had. And I am a horny bitch. I love to get my rocks off. I do. I love sex. So I've been playing with toys, and I discovered I have some Lilos. Don't get me wrong. And they work. They don't have the power. They don't have the motors that the Love Ins has. That's my problem with Lilo. They cost about the same amount of money, but they don't provide the same amount of... Sorry to say, they just don't. So, but anyway, pick the toy that you like the best. If it is, if you can find a remote toy at Joe's Crab Shack that turns you on, go buy it. I'm good with that. But
drag them, girl. Drag them.
But pick the toy that you like and use. Just enjoy it. That's the point I'm getting here, is mm-hmm. whatever it is that gets you going, go with it. Now, I have got personal experience with the Love Ins and certain combinations that are just unbelievable. I did a new one the other day in person.
Oh, let's hear about this. What?
The Solace Pro, which is a sleeve, pussy pocket sleeve thingy that you can mount to a desk and it'll do all the work for you. It has a mounting feature to where you can actually, it'll slide over your little bits and pieces, and it'll jack you off on its own. You don't have to do any work. We used that. And then I took my Dami too, and I did not put it inside of him. But what I did is I turned it on and I kind of opened up his little butt cheeks and stuck it right there to where that little entrance is, but didn't push it in and just let it vibrate. And I had him shuddering, begging me to turn it off in minutes because he wasn't ready to come yet. That is a very potent combination. That's a new one for me. I hadn't tried that. Now, like a tried and true, if you like insertion, and I'm going to go back to this again. I said this earlier. I said it on last night's show. I said it on my show 100 times. If you are playing with a woman and she wants to stick something in your ass, it is not gay.
Thank you. Beat that. Say it again for the people in the back, because
it is not gay.
Do not deny yourself that pleasure.
Because it does feel good. And now my go-to combination for that is the Edge 2 and the Dami 2. You put the Edge 2 inside of you, and you put the Dami 2 right on the very underneath side of the tip, and you turn them on and you turn them off. You let me have control, and I promise you, I will make you drool on yourself before I make you drool on yourself.
You're going to have a few messes to clean up by the time this is done.
Yes. But anyway, you find a combination that you like and you roll with it. But don't just focus on the toy. Don't just focus on the immediate pleasure. Make that shit last.
Right.
Schedule some time. Don't call up and say, "Hey, you know what, sweetie? I'd like to get my rocks off. Can you do your thing and make me come?" That is not mutual masturbation. That's calling up your significant other and having a quick, you know, jerk fest.
Yeah.
So mutual masturbation needs to be a planned out, enjoyable event. Yes. I don't call them sessions. I call them events. Because as Michelle was talking about earlier, the ambiance is so important. Light some candles, put on some music, get the pillows just right, get the whatever your partner might have sent you for the remote play, you know, whatever it takes to get you in that mood, and then enjoy it, experience it. And I hear this all the time, and I do not agree 100% with this. Guys tell you, "Well, I can only come once." Bullshit. I've played with some older men, and they tell me that. "Oh, I can only come once." You ain't never
you
played with
you. You can come once.
You've never played with me, then, sweetheart. Because I will get, and I don't care if the second orgasm is not one of those that just flood the sheets. It's still an orgasm. Even if you're just spewing out a little bit of fluid or some air, you're having an orgasm and it feels good.
Exactly.
Most of the time when a guy tells you that he can only do it once, it's because he's lazy.
Or he just hasn't been inspired properly.
Those two things. It is a mindset. So don't get yourself in that. Go ahead and accept the fact that, and here's the thing about it being an event. Yeah, you may not be able to come, you know, 3 times in, you know, an hour or whatever, but I bet you can come 3 times in 3 hours. Hello, Jeannie. How are you doing, sweetie?
Yeah, hey there.
It's all about making it last. And if you can't, that's fine too. Pace yourself, because I'm going to tell you, if you're playing with me, I am going to come more than once. I'm going to come more than once the first time I come. So be prepared. Act accordingly. So now we have touched upon some of the toy play and some of the remote play. Pick your toys. If you like Love Ints, great. If you don't, go with something else. Like I said, if you can find a toy at Cracker Barrel that you love, buy it. Enjoy it. I don't care. But if you want really good ones, ask me, and I will give you combinations that I have tried that work really good.
Yes. And I'm so glad you said that, because you're touching on another part of mutual masturbation that I think that sometimes people forget is like the dual stimulation. Like you don't, like you were mentioning earlier, like you don't want to just focus in one spot, you know, you should, you know, adopt an abundance mindset when it comes to orgasms, but also an abundance mindset when it comes to the places that you're going to be teasing.
Yes.
And the methods too, because you can do remote play and still do digital play as well, like with your hands.
Yes. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
And it's all about being creative.
And I have also been experimenting with my girlfriend on this one. And this one has really kind of taken off for me. Ooh, is toy, there's certain toys that vibrate differently. I give you a sound bite last week of what the Dommy sounded like versus the Lush and a couple of other toys. I have another toy that is one of my all-time favorites. I own two of them as well. And that is the Hi-Fi.
Oh.
The Dommy has... The only way I know how to describe them, the Hi-Fi has tighter vibrations. I don't know if that makes sense to you or not. If you were to experience it, you would understand what I'm saying.
That does make sense to me, because it's not, because the vibrations are quicker and like closer together, and yeah, as opposed just, to spread apart.
Yeah, instead of it going, it goes like that. Which makes the vibration, the change, makes it really hot. Me and my girlfriend have been playing with this. She has all the toys I have. We have been making sure that we have, yeah. Hang on just a second. I will drop a Hi-Fi link in there too. So in case anybody decides they want it, well, I do appreciate it if you use my link.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let me move this
then. There we go. But anyway, we have been experimenting with different toys as we play. We'll start off, maybe go with the Dommy, and maybe use the Lush as well inside, because the Lush, for anybody that don't know, the Lush is a female egg-shaped G-spot stimulator. It's up inside of you, and it rests right on your G-spot, and it does a wonderful job. But start off with a couple different toys, and then on the outside where we're actually doing clitoral stimulation, mm-hmm. we will change, go from the Dommy to the Hi-Fi, and the just that change is so fucking amazing. And that change can also almost immediately, like for me, it almost immediately sparks an orgasm.
Oh, that sounds incredible.
It is amazing. Now, and here's the thing about the Hi-Fi versus the Dommy. The Dommy vibrates at about 2,500 vibrations a minute. So like I said, it's more of a and this one does the zzz. More of that, because it vibrates at 12,500 on that little end. Mm-hmm. But on the big end, it still vibrates at 5,000 vibrations a minute.
Holy moly. Oh.
So it's twice. It is twice of the other. But that can get to the point to where it desensitizes you. So you go with that for a little bit and you switch it up. Now, guys, this works for you as well. Vibration orgasms are intense.
They are.
Instead of just grabbing a hold of it and jerking until you get a, you know, a fistful of root juice, Kristaism, write that down, root juice. try other things. Try vibrations. It is harder to achieve an orgasm, but it's worth the wait.
Oh, it's hard for people to achieve an orgasm by vibration?
No, it's harder than just grabbing a hold of it and pulling the root out of the ground, you know?
Okay, because I was going to say, like I said earlier, I am super sensitive, and it takes a minute to kind of like get me to a level where I'm calmed down enough to where I can build back up to get off. So that's typically why vibrators, that is a finishing move.
Right. But for guys, you know, they're used to a certain motion. They're used to, you know, they're used to going in and out, and they're having that slippery sensation all up and down their shaft.
Yeah.
Where once you start changing it up to a vibration orgasm, it takes it a little bit longer for it to build. Mm-hmm. And they have to work at it a little bit more. But that effort pays off in, instead of ejaculating, you have an orgasm. There is a difference.
There is.
AMR. And if you do not believe me, trust me, try it sometime. There is a difference between ejaculating and having an orgasm.
You know what I learned recently, Bestie, now that you say that, that there are something like seven orgasm types that penis people can experience. Mm-hmm. And that just blew my mind because I only knew of really two. So like learning that, I was like, ooh, I need to explore and do some research.
So, yes. So what I was getting at is you can have the same kind of stimulation that a girl has on our clit. Switch it up between the two toys. Try different things. And you will start experiencing that masturbation and mutual masturbation can become as stimulating as an actual intercourse sex life. Mm-hmm. And I really promote this. If you are an underperformer, somebody that might should also be part of the Empire's smallest penis or whatever, you can have a very fulfilling sex life by doing mutual masturbation instead of worrying about sticking that tiny little cock and tickling our lips.
Right? Like take the focus off of, like it's a benefit to kind of take the focus off of, you know, just penis-based, you know, ways of mm-hmm. orgasming. And like whenever you kind of remove that, you know, that pressure from that, there are so many other ways that you can orgasm. You really do open the floodgate, so to say, of orgasmic experiences when you take the focus off of that, which is kind of like the focus of our chastity pledge, right, Bestie?
It is. As a matter of fact, it is. And speaking of which, I am going to drop you a little something here for anybody that is interested. Sometimes that is the answer.
Right?
But what I'm getting at is if your partner's not having a fulfilled sex life, there are things that you can do before it gets to the point to where, well, she's just, or he, it can be a he too.
Mm-hmm. Just because, or they.
They, yeah. I don't know. I ain't judging. You know, you can identify as whatever you want to identify with, because I think that is super hot in itself. We did a show last year about how you identify. You remember? I think you hosted
it. Yeah, we talked about the wide world of gender, because
yes,
you know, you still identify as a human, of course, but there's different ways for you to, you know, that you experience, that we all experience gender, yeah. You know, and the ways that we go about experiencing gender euphoria when we realize who we are. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And I think Hadley even said that, you know, said something about, you know, if you decide that you want to identify as a hammer, beat on it.
Right.
But anyway, it doesn't matter what you identify as, but you can, if you're not performing, mutual masturbation could be a really, really fun way to go about it.
Yes.
So, and if you have any questions or anything that you would like to follow up with on this, Michelle and I would love to continue this with you. So just hit us up.
Mm-hmm. And we love reaffirming people's gender identities, and we love reaffirming people wherever they're at.
Yes.
Because it's hard out there, you know, being yourself. It's difficult in this world to try to be yourself. And we're here to support you every step of the way.
And one final thought on mutual masturbation. If, you know, it can be, I want to explain that it can be something that you do because you're at a distance. It can be something to do to spice up your love life. It can be something to take care of a need while you're not exactly capable of, for instance, somebody gets a knee injury or whatever, and it's just hard to have sex. That can get you through that period of time. So there are so many different uses for mutual masturbation to enjoy and keep your sex life active. And if you are on that performance curve of not being quite able to please your partner, this could be something that you can introduce that will actually make both of you quite happy.
Yes.
So there are so many different things that mutual masturbation can do for you and your relationships.
Oh, my God, right.
And, you know, and if it's just somebody that you met randomly, it's safe sex as well.
There you go.
It is very safe because you don't have to worry about all the other stuff that goes along with it. But it can be extremely, extremely fun. So,
great way to pair a bond. Well, pair or thruple, quadruple, any permutation of a polycule.
Exactly. All of it. So, with that, I hope that we covered. Oh, and happy Pi Day. That's right.
It is 3/14.
It is. It's Pi Day. And I don't recommend doing the American Pie thing, but if that's your thing, let it cool.
Right? You know, you'd hate to stick anything in there, but also smashing that pie with your cakes, that would burn your bum pretty bad too. So
yes, yeah. Definitely Be careful. On things like that.
Safety so, first.
That's right. Safe sex.
There you go.
Even if you're using accoutrements, have safe sex.
I love that accoutrement. Like they have the tool shed with all of the things they need in there.
Well, you know, I was on Kay Marie's show on Tuesday, and she had made the comment again that her absolute favorite thing that she has done up to this point is she got on PEMDOM Friday and put the gauntlet out for somebody to fuck a jar of peanut butter.
Oh my gosh.
And they
I
did.
Wondered if this happened.
And they
what?
Did. And she just absolutely loved it. She thought that was the greatest thing ever. So
Oh my gosh, I need details of this. I'm going to have to go listen to her show. That is wild.
Oh yeah.
Did they warm it up first?
Yeah.
Questions.
She didn't go into a whole lot of details, but if you want them, just message her. She loves talking about it.
Okay, Marie, I'm messaging you soon, girl. I got to know.
But, you know, whatever your thing is, and I asked her, I said, so was it creamy or was it the chunky? Did they like the little barbs in there? You know, I don't know.
Oh.
Depending on your kink, you know, there's something for everybody. So whatever your device may be, peanut butter. I've had guys want to fuck a grapefruit in front of me, you know, whatever it is, you know, you do your thing. I'm not going to judge. And if you get off, I'm going to get off. I love watching. I am a voyeur to the bone.
Right. So, if it's entertaining, my eyes are all over that.
Yeah, exactly. So whatever it is, toys, silk, lube, your hand, whatever. Find something you enjoy, share it with your partner, and share the experience, and make it an event.
Yes. Make it special.
That's right. Make it fun. So I would always recommend never make mutual masturbation something as a quickie, because it's just going to ruin the event. Don't
right,
do that.
What a waste. Right.
Don't do that because, well, for one, your partner's not going to be into it, so it's not mutual.
Yeah.
So don't even consider it. Just say, hey, I need you to help me get off, and call it that. Call it what it is. So with that, I have had a blast with you guys again tonight. Thank you so much. And if any of you want to know what some of my favorite toy combos are for either male or female, or can go either direction, hit me up. You know my socials. I am easy to find. Just ask, and I'll gladly point you in the right way. This has been Kinks and Drinks. Thank you for joining us. You can find us live every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Podbean server. You must be 21 to partake. Listen to the replay every Sunday on your favorite podcast platform or on my site, phonesexfetishblog.com, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. I also just dropped a new blog. Go check it out. It's about cum eating. Everybody have a wonderful night. And thank you again, Michelle, for joining me. You made the show so much more fun. I love your insights.
Thank you. I love hanging out with you, girl. It's the best time. And your show is so fun.
Well, thank you. Well, everybody, you have a wonderful weekend, and check out my site in the morning. The replay and the transcripts will be dropping. Have a good one, everybody. Love y'all. Take care.
Mwah.